minutes. We look forward to hearing you.
Madam Chair, distinguished representatives of the government of Benin, soyez les bienvenus, and I will discuss with you issues related to gender stereotyping and gender-based violence. I commend you on advances like the adoption of Act Number 2020-23, establishing the Criminal Code, which sets out punishments for gender-related offenses, the creation of the L'Institut National de la Femme, which ensures provisions of legal, judicial, and socioeconomic support to vulnerable victims of gender-based violence. Women and girls in Benin cannot benefit fully from the protection of the adopted legal and policy framework on gender equality and against gender-based violence, and major obstacles are the persisting cultural and patriarchal stereotypes which continue to play a considerable role in society and in communities. Thus, gender equality is undermined in practice, and it further perpetuates harmful social norms, discriminatory power relations between women and men, and limited opportunities of women in education, political and labor participation and empowerment, and hampers women's access to justice. Besides gender stereotyping, insufficient and inadequate implementation, poverty and low education of women, insufficient resources allocated to social services and institutions, and lack of consistent data are contributing to harmful practices and gender-based violence against women and girls. In fact, although the legal age for marriage is 18 years, 1 in 3 young women in Benin were married in childhood, and girls in rural areas are twice as affected. Female genital mutilation is estimated at 9%, and is more practiced in the northern region, reaching 37.6% in Borgou. 85.3% of women in north departments have undergone FGM cut before their 15 years. FGM is implemented by traditional agents and not so medicalized in Benin. There is also FGM practice cross-border from Benin to Niger, Nigeria, Togo. Despite the law which bans FGM, there is no sufficient evidence of prosecution under the law. My questions are, please provide information when you are intended to adopt a comprehensive strategy and respective programs for combating discriminatory gender stereotyping in all spheres and with regular monitoring mechanisms by encompassing key actors as media, teachers and authors of school educational materials, community and religious leaders, and also youth, men and boys. And please indicate and assess the results of concrete action taken by the state party to prevent and end impunity for harmful practices like child marriage and FGM. What measures were taken by the state party to effectively investigate, prosecute, and punish those responsible for such acts that often amount this act to torture and inhuman and degrading treatment of women and girls? Please provide data on the number of prosecutions and convictions for the period 2022-2024. Gender-based violence is of high prevalence. It affected 45.9% of women and over 67% of adolescents aged 15-19 years in 2022, according to a national study. Another study shows that 68.2% of women who are 15 and older declared they do not know about legal texts for protection about gender-based violence. This data show that there is not enough access to information for victims of violence and that it cannot be ensured only by the National Institute for Women as a main actor, and that the existence of standard operating procedures have yet to be disseminated in the country. Women still face numerous barriers when seeking justice. They are silenced due to patriarchal stereotypes, and most of them do not report violence or are re-victimized during the procedures. As a result, only 35% of women having suffered physical or sexual violence have reported they sought help also. The state party affirms that medical certificates required for prosecuting cases of gender-based violence are free for gender-based violence survivors. We have information that this is still a challenge for women victims of rape and other forms of sexual violence. And some questions. What is the impact assessment of the concrete actions undertaken by the state party to ensure accountability for those responsible for gender-based violence against women, and for ensuring more effective prevention for and protection of all women, including women with disabilities, rural women, refugees, IDPs and asylum seekers, LGBTI women? Please mention the measures and adequate methods for disseminating regularly and in local languages information about the protection offered to women and girls. We saw also, and you confess that this is a problem. Please provide data on the number of prosecutions and convictions of different forms of gender-based violence for the period 2022-2024, namely many cases of gender-based violence by type of violence were brought under before the established Economic Crisis and Terrorism Repression Court, you also mentioned, whose jurisdiction has been expanded to cover all gender-related offenses, including harmful practices, under the Act Number 2021-11 of 20 December 2021. And what does the gender-based violence referral pathway for a woman looks like? How effective is it in ensuring victims of gender-based violence that they receive the necessary and required services, including counseling, access to justice, temporary shelter and housing? And please clarify the system of issuing medical certificates in gender-based violence cases, explicitly sexual violence cases. Are they free of charge for all, including refugees, migrants, asylum seekers, women in prostitution also who are victims of violence? And how many one-stop centers, that kind of integrated centers you speak about for integration support exist, and are all main parts of the territory covered? Thank you very much.